Hello, Stoner Girls, and welcome back to Stoner Girl Things, the podcast. This is season 3. I know we ended season 2 a little abruptly, and let's get into all the reasons why, some updates, some new things coming. I think you guys are going to be really excited about a lot of the topics we're going to discuss today, and just kind of giving you insight on what's to come in the future for Stoner Girl Things. So basically, we're just gonna pick up where we left off last season, and that was, I think, me kind of getting into my 420 event, which honestly I feel like was such a hit. And it was my first event. I honestly am still shook at the sponsors that I ended up getting for this event. I've never asked for anything from anybody in my life, so it was definitely new for me. But everyone was like, dude, ask for sponsors, like, you can figure this out. You just need to ask for help and resources. That's not something I do. Like, I'm so used to fully funding everything, which eventually I low-key kind of did. The 3 or 4 sponsors that really, really made the event were, one, Sluggers. I want to give a huge shout out to Sluggers. Dude, they sent me 50 packs of five pre-rolls in each pack. And I did not know, because, like, I've been getting sent Sluggers for a while now, but in the dispo, those are $50. I did not know this. Like, oh my goodness, if you bought a ticket, it was only $40. So already with the Sluggers pack alone, you were getting your money's worth, which I did not know. I should have probably looked into that. Another thing is that Steezy was a sponsor, which is so crazy. I know there's a lot going on with Steezy right now, but at the end of the day, they've always been so loyal to me, and helped me out with a lot of things, and the event being one of them. So shout out to Steezy. Everyone got blunt wraps from them. And then who else? Paletas, which is another brand. Shout out to my girly Savannah. If it weren't for her, I would have never figured out to get Paletas to be a sponsor. She worked with them and she mentioned my name, and they agreed to work with me, which was just so, oh my god. I just felt so blessed to even have friends that support me so much. And they came through with the pink bags that everyone got their goodies in. And then, as well as Stoner Girl Things, me, I put in, everyone got pink heart trays, everyone got pre-rolls, everyone got, sorry, I'm like a little lit. And then also, I wanted to mention Trap Mommy LA as well. She donated 50 resin little weed glitter clips, roach clips as well, to the baggies. And everyone got a stash case. Everyone got a Hello Kitty grinder from me as well. But I mean, I'm just so grateful for everyone kind of like coming together. It's still surreal to me. Day of was a little tricky. I did have a few people not come through that said they were going to come through, and it's sad because I gave them the benefit of the doubt even to the last second. I plan on having rhinestone sets at this event, and I had reached out to a small business that I had worked with before, and we had agreed that we were going to do 15, not even sets, but she was just going to send me like the placements of the rhinestones, and she had told me she sent them out, and maybe a few days prior I noticed I didn't have them. I was messaging her like, hey, did you send them? At this point, I really don't think she sent them because I never got them. I hit her up, she never hit me back. It's just really disappointing. I would never leave somebody on red, especially if I'm going out of my way to like agree to do something. I'm gonna keep my word no matter what. Like, there have been times that I've had to sacrifice my own pleasure or my own, you know, like, life circumstances in order to make a good business deal and to keep my name and my reputation to a certain, I don't know, status. And I feel like sometimes, especially when it's business, like, you shouldn't ignore people. You shouldn't, like, what? I've never not sent a package. I've never not answered an email. I've never not gotten back to somebody within, like, 2 days. I'm so adamant on giving clarity and clarification as to like where your order is and what's going on. Like, I will go above and beyond. So to have someone do that to me during my first event and never send the rhinestone stuff was insane. I didn't pay her, obviously. I told her I was going to pay her as soon as she told me she sent them, and then she just never sent them. So that's one. Another girl told me she was going to send me 50 bows. She never sent them. fucking weirdo. Like, why do you guys reach out to ask to do something and then not do it? I had another girl say she was gonna fucking send 50. Oh, I'm getting heated now. Sorry. Say that she was gonna send 50 cookies. Ghosted me day of, few days. And mind you, I had a group chat with all these people. And like, literally a week before, I was messaging these people like, hey guys, like, just checking in. And everybody was on the same page. So to be ghosted and then have like pretty much majority of everyone not come through was insane. I had a strawberry girl, a dipped strawberry girl that did not come through. I had my balloon girl. She was pretty okay. I paid her $200 and she came through honestly for $200, I think. But it's just a learning experience, y'all. Don't depend on people. Make sure that you have your ducks in a row with people who are professional or not. And it's sad because I loved my small business girlies, but this definitely gave me a sour taste in my mouth because majority of my small business girlies are not professional, and it sucks so bad because I want to support you guys more than anything, but I literally can't. If it's not shipping, if it's not just the unprofessionalism, if it's not just, I don't know, anything that really doesn't portray that you give a fuck about your business, like, I'm not gonna support. So that sucked, but regardless, we pulled through, we made it work. It sucks because we did open a little bit late. We opened like 15-30 minutes late, but the girls still had a great time. Everyone was coming up to me saying it was a great time. Oh, I had a DJ. The DJ canceled on me as well. And then a few people that I was going to have help me at the door and just like with stuff canceled as well. So, I mean, some of the girls said I looked a little frantic at the party, and I'm sorry for that. I was a little frantic. I just wanted to make sure you guys had a good time, and I was just there to like organize. But looking back, I think I wish I would have talked more to you girlies. Like, I was just so busy, and I do apologize for that. But everyone just reassured me they had a great time, so I'm just gonna go with that. But it was really cool. So I'm not gonna lie, the event drained the hell out of me. It was my first event, like I said. It was just all a new experience, and I have social anxiety, and I do social events. Like, what is wrong with me? But yeah, so honestly took a little break from like content and just posting in general, and I think like ever since then I don't know, it's been hard for me to kind of get back on the horse because I just love my peace. Like, it's been a lot with Instagram. I've been doing this for over 5 years, and I think I'm just getting to a point where a lot of it is just so smoke and mirrors, and it's pretty, I don't know, easy and common sense for people to understand that now. And it sucks because a lot of the fakest people have the most followers, and it's just like a waste of time because it's like, why would I try to be or even compete? Like, there's no prize. So that's why it's just like, I'm not gonna force myself to go out of my comfort zone constantly just for content, especially if it's not paid content, because I just feel like, you know, I really want to live in my real life. And so that's the kind of content I've been filming more, opposed to like all the product content I used to film. I've just been filming my real life more, so that's where I'm at right now. And then what kind of co-signs with that is 2 weeks after my event, it was my 13-year anniversary, and in May I always go on a vacation for my anniversary. We went to Vegas, I don't know, just something small. We weren't gonna do a lot, but I was like, you know what, 13 years, like, we should, it's like a lucky number. So we went to Vegas, had a great time, went to the Hello Kitty Cafe, so dope. But yes, it made me even more just like, I don't know, the more time I spend with my man, the more I'm just like, ugh, Instagram is so lame. Like, I don't know, I just love my real life so much that like a lot of people are just miserable on Instagram, and it's hard for me to really relate. And it's hard for me to post without feeling like I'm bragging or like, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of people are miserable in general, and if you're happy on that app, like, people will find any reason to like make you feel like shit. But regardless, we keep going. And then right when I got back from, well, let's fast or rewind. When I was still in Vegas, literally on my last day, I got a message from Fields and Elion, which is a cannabis company in Sonoma, which is very famous and very big. And I have worked with them before, and they're just a really good brand and company, and they have a really good marketing team as well. So I love working with them. They were like, let's do a shoot tomorrow. I know it's last minute, but can you come? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, you know, I'm really not doing anything tomorrow. I'm just recovering from my Vegas trip, so I might as well just go. But I kind of did regret it because I did look just, I don't know, I feel like I retained water. I don't know, photo shoots always make me see myself in the most insane light. And also just kind of made me realize that I have gained a lot of weight this year. I don't even know how much. I need to weigh myself, but I can tell, like, I'm definitely not as skinny as I used to be. I can tell it in my arms. It's probably because I'm cooking a lot more for my man. Like, I don't know, I'm getting these damn freaking arms. But y'all, I was trying so hard to work out during this time too, like right after that shoot, because I just felt like I looked so big. And my freaking car, all my tires blew on the freeway. Like, are you kidding? Mercedes-Benz problem. So I was without a car for like 2 weeks, so I could not go to the gym, and I was just trying to do home workouts, but it was just, I don't know, I was just not vibing, and it was like super foggy for being June at the time, and it was just horrible. And then I got insanely horrible news that one of my close friends, Jamie, passed away in a car accident, and it honestly just rocked me. It made me reevaluate a lot of things and made me want to be even closer to my family and my real life people more than Instagram. And definitely just, I don't know, Jamie was my biggest supporter. I'm not lying to you when I tell you this. She would like every story. She would comment on every picture. She would hit me up during any accomplishment. Like, me and Jamie spoke every day. We had worked together in the sense that I purchased art from her to showcase as stickers for my business, and I'm just still processing that she's even gone. I'm so used to seeing her respond to my stories and stuff, and it's crazy because if I go back in my archives, literally you can see the people who have liked her story, and she's there all the time. And so it's just like a little piece of her I feel like I have, but I definitely miss seeing her on my timeline and on Instagram and stuff, and it's just so sad. I will probably link on my story a little link for her because she does have 3 children and they do need to be supported during this time, which sucks so bad. But Jamie, I love you so much, and I feel like when I ask you for signs, you show me them, and I just miss you down here. Like, I really do, and I hope you're happy, and I know you're watching over us. And y'all, I really want to show my respects and pay like homage to her, and I've been thinking about doing a coloring book because we both love to draw, and I would love to feature like a few pages of her art that I've already purchased from her in the coloring book. I've already looked into it. I just got to figure out my PayPal account, because like PayPal's so weird, they ban me for like anything because I sell like paraphernalia, quote unquote. So I've been banned from every PayPal account, but the company I want to work with, they only take PayPal, so I'm really trying to figure this out. But I really want to donate proceeds of the coloring book to her family as well, so look out for that. I want to probably try to figure that out before the holidays for sure, so this is me holding myself to it. Once again, rest in peace, Jamie. I love you so much. We miss you down here. And yeah, so another thing that I want to touch base on is I did another event. It was not a Stoner Girl Tings event, but it was a Stoner Girly event, and it was the one time I kind of gotten out of my house this summer. I mean, besides going for 4th of July to my man's family's house, but the event, I really at first was a little anxious to go because I have not been out in a while and because I felt like I have gained weight. But honestly, I went and I got a really cute outfit and I liked the way I looked, and I'm happy that I went. And I met like new people. I randomly just like sat down and there was like girls at this booth, and I talked to one of them and she was really sweet, and then we moved to another booth and then we talked. I talked to the photo booth guy. He was super cool. I'm excited about that network deal because it's like he said he would work with me, and so if we ever do another event, like, I'm probably gonna have him, and it's just cool to know, like, oh, cool, photo booth guy, because everyone loves a cute little photo shoot, right? So yeah, that was in July, and then towards the end of July, I got back in touch with my grandma. Like I said, the whole Jamie thing really did make me kind of realize, like, I have not talked to my family in years, y'all. Like, I don't really ever talk about, like, my personal life. Currently, I know I've talked about stuff in the past, but currently, I do have 3 brothers who are all, like, grown men. I do have a mother, contrary to popular belief. I do not have a father. Yes, I'm fatherless, and I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I saw something on TikTok recently saying, like, oh, I only beef with girls that are fatherless, like, your dad didn't even want you. Like, y'all, that is some evil, sick shit. Like, if you do not have a dad and you're listening to this right now, fuck anybody that's made you feel less because of a man not fucking being there for you. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with you? That is some sick, foul shit. And same with moms, too. Like, I don't know. And I had to unfollow a popular influencer in the past few weeks because it's just so much negativity. And it's like, y'all want to sit here and preach that you're Christians and be on this, like, God phase, which is insane because it's, like, a wave right now. Y'all, I was raised in church, and half the people that claim God act so close to the devil, it's insane. I really wish you guys would take a look in the mirror and really stop being evil and mean and talking about other people's skin, talking about how people use filters, talking about how people don't have dads. Just things in general is very mean to me, and whether it's directed to me or not, I don't like that type of behavior. So I'm really just trying to separate myself from stuff like that. Anyways, back to what I was saying. My family, yeah, so I called my grandma because it has been a while since I've talked to her. She basically raised me, so I am very close with her. I lived there for a big portion of my life. Shout out to the girlies raised by their grandmas because their moms wasn't around or their daddies. And shout out to us for still being here. Like, you know, we're strong as hell. We're the strongest bitches on this planet. And so I talked to my grandma and we met up for breakfast, which was nice, but I got horrible news. My grandpa has cancer, and my grandma and him are kind of battling this alone in a sense, and it's just scary, but I'm glad that I'm here for her at this time. I've been picking her up and I'm gonna drop her off during chemo appointments. He has to stay there 8 hours a day, which is really insane, but pray for him, y'all. Like, pray for my grandpa. He also raised me too, and he's just a very sweet man. He's raised, like, so many grandchildren. But, you know, it's been a lot this summer. It's been a lot of growing up. It's been a lot of realizing, like, you know what, I'm not 24 when I started this, or 23 when I started my smoking Instagram. I'm gonna be 29 this year. It's gonna be my golden birthday. I'll be 29 on November 29th. And I just really want to start moving forward in this next chapter of, like, grown womanhood. And if that means, you know, getting away from negativity, getting closer to things that matter, you know, taking a step back from, you know, just being so hustle, like, mindset. You know, I'm struggling with that because I have had this, like, survival mindset my whole life, but I'm really getting into the mode of just kind of, like, relaxing and letting things flow. That's hard when you're in a business. But I am starting to ask for help more and just starting to take a step back and just really live my life for me, because I've been doing it for other people for a really long time, y'all. And this will probably be the last podcast episode that is so personal. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm always dumping on you guys, but that is why I have so many new things coming this season for Stoner Girl Things, the podcast, and one of them being a co-host, you guys. Oh my God. So I am bringing my bestie Sadie Jacobs along with me on this journey, and we are going to talk about so many cool topics that we have went over, and we're just so excited for you guys to kind of get to know us a little bit more and get to know me a little bit more. I've never really had somebody else kind of ask me the questions, or me kind of asking somebody else what they think about a topic, so I'm really excited to kind of discuss and give you guys advice pretty much. We're both in our late 20s as women. She is a canna mummy, and she just kind of has a different outlook on things, and I think it'll bring a lot of insight to the podcast that maybe I can't give you guys. So, super excited to mix two worlds and bring you guys a whole new vibe for this season. Like I said, I'm not going to be trauma dumping as much anymore, but we probably honestly still will. We have talked about things already, and things just flow so well with us, so I really am excited, and I know you guys are gonna love her, so stay tuned for that. Other than that, currently with Stoner Girl Tings, I am now doing wholesale orders. If you know a smoke shop near you that is interested in having Stoner Girl Tings products, please let me know. I want to give a huge shout out to Brittany. She has been helping me so much with wholesale orders, and I'm currently going to be doing that all week. Like I said, I want to do the coloring book to honor Jamie as well. There's a lot of new things I want to bring before the holidays come up. I know spooky season's coming. So new bundles for sure coming your way within the next, probably, definitely before October 1st, so mid-September. So that's next month. That's in a few weeks, honestly. And yeah, I might do pre-sale sets, rhinestone sets. Times are hard, y'all. Businesses have changed a lot in the past few years since I started, whether it be taxes, the economy, the recession, a lot has changed. So I'm trying my best, you guys. Like I said, I'm alone. I do not have any funders, anybody sponsoring me when it comes to my business. So this is all me. And I'm just trying my best to give you guys the cutest things ever. Right now, we just have a lot of new glass, and I'm kind of just focusing on that because I feel like that's where my heart really is in decorating and designing. So I've been making a lot of custom pieces for you guys. But yeah, just really excited to incorporate a lot of Hello Kitty, Powerpuff Girls, Bratz. You guys have been loving Bratz. So if you guys have any suggestions at what you want to see in the shop, you guys can always message me and let me know. I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to anything. But yes, bundles coming soon. I know you guys are going to love those. I'm going to have a Chromie bundle, a Hello Kitty bundle, My Melody bundle, a Bratz bundle, and a spooky bundle. So super excited for that. Next time I talk to you guys, Sadie will be here with me, and we will be going over some really interesting topics, so can't wait to see you guys soon. That will be at the end of the month. We're going to start dropping new episodes on the first of every month and recording at the end. So yeah, see you guys on the first. Bye. Stay lit, stay cool, stay high, stay humble.